Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
The Rising 2024, which is the flagship national fundraiser for youth mental health charity A Lust for Life, got underway yesterday. The charity, co-founded by the brilliant Brezzy back in 2017, has been at the forefront developing mental health and wellbeing programmes in schools across Ireland. The Rising is a daunting week-long expedition, kayaking the River Shannon, cycling from Limerick to Killarney, and finishing with climbing Ireland's highest peak, Carrantuil, next Sunday. And they want you to get involved. I'm delighted to say Brezzy joins me on the line now. Good morning.
How are you, Sid? Well,
how are you? 55K down?
55K down, yeah. We've day two just about starts. The weather looks a lot better than it did yesterday. We had a rough day yesterday, so there was a bit of seasickness in the Island at the start.
Oh, no. OK, so let's go back to the start. For people who don't know exactly what Lust for Life is or the work you do, please tell us a bit about that, Brezzy.
I think there's so much dialogue and narrative around mental health. There's so much problem admiration societies where we're kind of theorising on the problem. Mm. We're way past that. We have to start implementing stuff. And like Simon Harris said last month that he wants Ireland to be the best country in the world for young people. Mm-hmm. Which is great, but that means nothing. You need to create action. And for us, early prevention is, we know that through evidence base, is probably the most important thing. So what I always wanted is to have a coherent mental health program from first class to leaving cert. That's a thread. So that was our aim. And we've created evidence-based early prevention mental health programs. We're in nearly 40% of primary schools already. They're free from first to sixth class. And our aim is to have them to every school by 2026. And that's when you start seeing change, because you're giving young people tools to cope with the chaos.
Brilliant. You're amazing. And I follow this journey very closely as well. I know a lot about it. And it's really, really phenomenal.
This particular initiative,
The Rising 2024, love the name, by the way. It's a great name. It's mammoth, isn't it? Like kayaking, cycling, climbing. Like, what's the schedule for the week?
It is mammoth. The whole idea of it was slightly symbolic as well. Obviously, there's a political element to this. And mental health is political. It has to be political. And I think what happens often with mental health is we depoliticalize it. We say people, you know, who are overwhelmed or struggling with life, it's just because they're not resilient enough or they're not working
hard. It's their fault.
We never look at the environment or the society or what surrounds them. So for me, that was the idea of The Rising. Obviously, it's very historical connotations in Ireland, but for us also, the river is kind of what we teach young people, is that there's lovely parts of the river, there's really horrible parts of the river, there's challenging parts, there's amazing parts, and that's the kind of symbol of life that you teach young people. There's no point in telling them that life is linear and perfectly fine. It isn't. Everybody has challenges. So that was the idea of the kind of symbol of it. But the actual event itself is the kayaking, the length of the Shannon, which is a grueling enough physical, mental thing. We did it last year and I was broke after it for about 2 weeks. And so I said, I'll never do it again. So of course I'm here doing it again. And I wanted to bring something else to it. So I said, let's cycle to Carrantuil. Let's climb Carrantuil. Because they didn't quite hear it last year, especially those in power, so they're going to hear us this year. So that's the aim of it. We have 7 days to do that, which sounds like a lot of time, but weather windows are really important, especially on the big lakes like Loch Allen, Loch Derg. We know Loch Derg is going to be rough on Thursday, so we have to get out like at 6 a.m. to kind of clear the weather. So that stuff has been challenging. Yesterday was very, very windy, but it's an amazing experience. It's hard to explain. It's a very special group of people.
I can imagine. And so the kayaking is where your head is at right now. So when will you finish the kayaking?
We're finished on Friday the 13th. It's ideal. We are finishing
Limerick. Lucky for some.
Friday the 13th. Yeah, ideal for some, whether you believe in it or not. But we have a few events along the way. We're in Athlone, Lockery tomorrow, which is a big ask. And then we're in Glasson and Townhouse tomorrow evening for an event, which will work with some of the teachers, some of the young people in the community, between 7 and 8 p.m. and then in Killaloe Hotel and Spa on the Thursday night, which is after we get over Loch Derg, and then finish in Limerick on the Friday, then onto the bike Saturday morning for, I'd say, 170K, so
wow.
6 to 7 hours. And then rather than go up, we won't have time to go up the mountain, it'll be too dark, so we'll have to go on the Sunday. So that's the aim, that's the schedule.
Oh my goodness, so as I said, culminating, you just said, in Carrantuil on Sunday. Okay, last year you raised over 150,000 for the cause.
Yeah, the thing about it, Brendan, as well, people realise with the Lust for Life, we're not a big organisation. We don't take government funding. We're very focused on how we take that money and implement it straight into the programmes. So what we did with the programmes is we got the best psychologists, educational experts, teachers, teaching councils, parent council. We put them all in a room, the Ombudsman for Children. We did this the right way. And we said, how do we do this? How much will it cost? So our aim now is now we've moved into secondary schools. We've just started developing the programs for that.
Brilliant.
So the money we raise when we do this, it is so acutely going into this idea of creating these programs fast. And after COVID, you know, everyone's kind of going, young people are struggling. Of course they are. Yeah. Think about what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. Just for 1 second, before we all start wondering why they're all so anxious, think of what they lived through and what they're going through. And they've picked up on our anxieties and our worries. So, as I said, the important part of this is we need to move past this idea that there's a problem. We know there is, and we need to stop theorising on it.
So you have, as well, got lots of support with you. Some fellow advocates and celebrities are joining you.
We have a few. We've Maisie Al, the massive Irish artist, is with us, and his wife, Dee, she's amazing. She's got in with a group of Mullingar lads. She said, I'm in, and I'll do whatever it takes. And she's been hustling, and she was... like 52k our first day yesterday.
Wow.
Not a bother.
I love Maser and I know Dee well. And they have a baby and stuff like that. So they're taking the week out now. They're amazing to show their support. But you're very excited to announce that Kelly Harrington's going to join you on Sunday. Is that right?
She's going to climb with us, yeah. And we're going to need her. We're going to need a few kicks in the arse today on Sunday morning.
Kelly Harrington, bring your gloves. Get them up the hill.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I've climbed Carindoo before, and
it's horrible.
It's hard enough, like it's tiring.
It's horrible.
I have no idea what we're going to be like. And she was like, "Listen, we'll come down and we'll get involved." And the thing for us as well is obviously that the work we do, influence is really important. We need to make people aware that this program is there. It's free. It's so simple to implement. It's
Brilliant.
A 10-week program in the schools.
Brilliant.
And can I add something as well?
Explain
that it's important.
Yeah.
Teachers don't need any more stuff. They don't need stuff thrown on top of them saying, do this, we have more stuff to do. They need something that's simple, effective and safe. And that's kind of what we tried to create. So that's the focus of it is we didn't say we have the answer to this. We worked with people and asked them, what is it you need? So yeah, it's all driven around those programs and early prevention and early intervention. This young people need intervention. I keep saying this around mental health. I don't think we need to change the person. We need to change the environment.
Niall, your message is super clear, just to reassure you. But I want you to tell people how they can get involved and what are we asking them to do?
Yeah, there's many ways you can get involved. You can rise up with us on the 15th of September. You don't need to climb mountains. You don't need to do any of the mad stuff. You're more than welcome just to start a GoFundMe. Rise up, do a walk, wherever you are. Make sure people hear us on the 15th of September. Also, you can donate to our own link from Lust for Life. We have donations there. I have a GoFundMe on my own personal Instagram page if you want to follow that. But just more than anything, rise up yourself. Do something on the 15th of September.
So people can join the Rising in support of youth mental health by donating at Lust for Life, or they can organise their own fundraiser or organise a walk or a hike for September 15th. And all the information, register the walk, is at lustforlife.com. So it's all there for people to have. I just want to ask you one more question. The work you do, how important is it for early education and intervention in schools as tomorrow we mark World Suicide Prevention Day?
You see, we know through evidence base. We know through the World Health Organization has been screaming this. All our budgets are generally going into kind of crisis management rather than how do we stop people getting to point of crisis? How do we? And you're not going to stop everything, but you will take a huge bite out of the apple if you develop proper. I don't mean just let's throw something on the curriculum. Proper thought out early prevention. You know, it's part of my PhD research. I'm researching this. I know it works. It just is frustrating that it isn't a huge core focus of government when it comes. And never mind the human costs of not doing it. The economic costs of not developing early prevention are gargantuan. So this is something we have to take very seriously. And it's something Lust for Life has focused on from day one. So I think if people understand that, we'll start to see a change in how we're seeing these waves of anxieties. We're talking about social media. We're talking about phones. We need to stop talking about this stuff, and we need to start doing something. And Simon Harris, I celebrate his want to make this the best country in the world for young people, but they're just words, and they need to provide us with something more than that now.
You mentioned earlier on, I just want you to say one more word on this. You get no government funding for the programmes in schools, nothing. It's all completely funded by yourselves through donations and through initiatives like this. So how frustrated do you get when you see the government wasting money on sheds, for example?
Yeah, I think, Brendan, it's kind of hard for me to get frustrated with that now because it's happened so often.
Yeah.
And you can get really over-focused on that stuff, and or you can actually focus on what is working. And it's too upsetting and frustrating to overly put your attention and energy into what they're not doing right. They're doing good things too, and I think they want something that works. The reason we don't take government funding is because not that we don't want it. We want to prove that this works first. We want to show them that this is the way. And I think there's a lot of conflict and division at the moment, and we don't want to keep throwing stones at the problems here. We want to actually bring something to the table, and we don't want to fight. It's not a conflicting thing, but we're a mental health advocacy group. Our job is to give voices to the families that don't have them. And right now, there's too many children being failed in the country. You know, I always talk about economics. It's a very blunt instrument to judge society. Judge a society and how it treats its most vulnerable, and ask yourself, are we doing a good enough job in one of the wealthiest countries in Europe? I don't think we are.
Listen, Niall Brezzi, I love your work, and you have a lust for life, and that's why you called it that. But The Rising happens all this week, and we'll be screaming from every rooftop for you on Sunday that you get to the top of Carrantool. I was going to say break a leg, but I really hope you don't. I hope you have a great week. All you need to find out about a lustforlife.com. We're back after this. Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, man.